me? Oh. I'm pretty sure I'm working with toddlers today. Here. I want to hang out with Grace. She's got things to love and joy. Can I do that instead? We just, yeah. Can I be in your class? That looks like fun. All right, well, let's start with a word of prayer, y'all. Heavenly Father, we're grateful to be here in your presence and celebrating Jesus with each other. And Lord Jesus, we do pray that as you promised, you'd be with us in our midst, that we would experience you through the concern, the care, the encouragement of others, through your word, through the songs, through the fellowship, Lord Jesus. In whatever way you want to speak to us, open our eyes to hear. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, let's take a look at the scripture, and then we'll bring the drama from up. Do you have kids today?
Oh, yeah.
Lots of them.
Lots of them. I got bird. Yeah. No way to call it bird with kids. Anyway, this is the third time I'm coming to you. Is that the right passage?
No, you sent it.
Wrong chapter.
It's what you sent me, Mark.
Chapter. Are we reading this, Mark?
Chapter 13?
This is chapter 10.
Oh, well, the heading's apparently wrong.
Just a heading. 13. Okay, this is 13. All right, I'll read it. This is the third time I'm coming to you. Every charge must be established by the evidence of two or three witnesses. I warned those who sinned before and all the others, and I warn them now while absent, as I did when present on my second visit, that if I come again, I will not spare them, since you seek proof that Christ is speaking in me. He is not weak in dealing with you, but is powerful among you. This is actually 2 Corinthians 13, for those of you who are concerned. For he was crucified in weakness, but lives by the power of God, as the heading now indicates. For we are also weak in him. For we also are weak in him, but in dealing with you, we will live with him by the power of God. Examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Or do you not realize that this about yourselves, that Jesus Christ is in you? Unless indeed you fail to meet the test, I hope you will find out that we have not failed the test. But we pray to God that you may not do wrong, that we may appear to have met the test, but that you may do what is right, though we may seem to have failed. For we cannot do anything against the truth, but only for the truth. We are glad when we are weak and you are strong. Your restoration is what we pray for. For this reason, I write these things while I'm away, that when I come, I may not have to be severe in my use of the authority that the Lord has given me for building up and not for tearing down. Finally, brothers, rejoice. Aim for restoration. Comfort one another. Agree with one another. Live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Greet one another with a holy kiss. You guys got a base scripture. All right. Keep it clean. All the saints greet you. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.